Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Hey friends, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. Very important podcast today because we're going to talk about a ministry to women. And this is not just a local ministry, although they reside in Green Bay, in the Green Bay, Wisconsin area. This is something that needs to happen across the country. And I'm so blessed to have these ladies back in studio with me. Let me give you the website first. It's frontlineharvestministry.com. That's frontlineharvestministry.com. A lot of information, a lot of stats, a lot of resources, and what they do, more than what I can explain here. But I'm going to let them do the talking. So let me bring in my guests, Sarah, Tay, and Lisa. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome. You guys have been on Worldview Matters before, but we have a rookie, and that's Lisa.
Hi.
So, yeah, Lisa, welcome. Good to have you. So the reason we have her here, friends, is because she's got an amazing story, amazing testimony that gives God the glory in what he's done in her life in recent years. But I want to go to Sarah and Tay. First of all, Sarah is the executive director. Tay is the operations manager. Lisa is a graduate, an intern, and house mom. Now, praise God. Yes. So, praise Sarah, let's start with you because you started Frontline Harvest Ministry.
Yeah.
We talked, I mean, probably several times ago that when we had you in,
right.
You shared a little bit of your background and testimony, because what got you into starting this ministry to women? If you can just briefly share that.
Okay, yeah. So I came out of a lifestyle of darkness, you know, with being exposed to addiction and violence and watching my mom go through things. So my training ground was my mom, because when she was growing up, she was molested and raped and on the streets. And eventually when she got pregnant with me, she was already an addict and a stripper and into different things. So she wasn't supposed to ever have children. And because of all the abuse, sexual abuse, she had so many miscarriages. Mm. It was a miracle that she had me. But that left me with some severe consequences. So when I was born, I died and my heart stopped.
That's right.
And so that left me with a lot of cognitive problems my whole life. But by the time I was 19, I was in a very abusive relationship with a man that was a huge drug dealer. And I was also in addiction, and I was a dancer, and I followed my mom's steps. Mm. And being exposed to that and all the trauma that comes with that, I just didn't believe in Jesus, because I also had a background of believing in the Native American belief system and New Age and a fortune telling and all of that. But Jesus revealed himself to me through a lady that was from Sri Lanka, and being able to see somebody from a different culture like reach out to me and see her passion for Jesus and able to answer my questions from the Bible, it really woke me up to realizing the truth. And one day she asked me if I needed prayer, and she prayed over me for healing because of my problems with my brain, and prayed the gospel. And as she was praying that, I could understand that Jesus was, that he is God, and that he died and rose again, and I had repented. And in that moment, I could just feel his power go through my whole body, and I felt the healing happen. And indeed, I was healed. And my mom thought I was crazy. But through all the testings, you know, they didn't have the answers. But I told her it was Jesus that healed me, even though they don't know how I have the abilities now that I do. Jesus healed me, and
absolutely,
he set me free.
Wow.
And so after that, because we were struggling with homelessness, the Lord opened the door for us to have this home that my mom always wanted to have on the street that we grew up on. And from that point on, it was like, Lord, thank you. And we're going to give this to you to serve you. And since then, we never looked back.
Wow. I get encouraged just hearing that again. And I know I've heard it several times, but especially those viewers that are new to Worldview Matters are thinking, I mean, you've been through a lot, and now you are totally fulfilling your purpose, glorifying God, ministering to women, and helping those who, a lot of them were where you were, but more of them are in prison. They come out of prison, and they've got a place.
Yep.
I'll throw this one over to Tay. Shantae, would you please explain how that works? Like, you get in touch with women who are incarcerated, who, whether drug problems or sex trafficking or whatever, they end up in prison, and they come out, and usually where do they go? But you have a place now, and you're working with Sarah. Share a little bit about that.
Actually, Sarah is the one who mainly has direct contact with the women, because she works closely with the jail and the probation officers.
Like the chaplain?
And everything. Yeah, so she goes to the jail, and she does like chaplain ministry there, one-on-one meetings with them, gets to know their story and see where their heart is and if the Harvest Home is a good choice for them, if they're ready. And a lot of times, most of them are ready, and they're just ready for a change in their life. And Jesus, they come to find out that he's the answer. And so they end up coming to the Harvest Home. We do interview and take with them, and then we welcome them with a care bag with our house mom, Lisa. And so, honestly, it's just really like beginning, like within the walls of confinement.
They get out of prison. They have nothing. Most of them, I'm guessing, they start with nothing, and they get a care bag. They have a home. Yeah. Go back a little bit and share what Harvest Home is.
Yeah, so Harvest Home literally is just a place for women to come to actually experience a relationship with Jesus, to experience healing, transformation, freedom, hope, and what a healthy bonding relationships look like. And because we have that environment, we have the women who come in and out every week, laying the groundwork for these women through the Bible and through workbooks and the classes. They're getting so much nourishment and feeding for their soul, for their heart, and healing from the trauma. They get to address that too. And the fact that we get to be part of their journey is amazing, and it's a blessing from the Lord.
So let me direct people to frontlineharvestministry.com, and there's a link. If you scroll at the top, it says Harvest Home. Just click on that at the top of the page there, and you'll see. And there's an application there. Now, I wouldn't think that would be people in prison, but that would be maybe others locally.
So a lot of people might ask, like how do women come to Harvest Home, right? So we are recommended or referred by parole officers, social workers, chaplains, case managers, through treatments, attorneys, other agencies, human trafficking organizations, chaplains, like you did say, and word of mouth in the streets, because we've been doing this for 18 years. So a lot of women know.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
18 years?
Yeah.
Praise God.
So a lot of women know about us, and they'll reach out. They find me on Facebook and those types of things. So after that, once I get in contact, we have an application process. So we do have a handbook, and I always recommend, please review the handbook to the Harvest Home before you apply, because it might change your mind. And the handbook is pretty extensive to know, like, what they're going to be committed to, what expectations they're going to be, because there are expectations and rules. And so then they can apply, and then we review that and normally do an interview. So there's a jail outreach that we do. So mainly it's me. I go into the jail and I'll meet with them one-on-one. But we have been working in the tribal jail in Kashina. So God has opened up some doors.
Praise
there.
God.
So this is our team. We have some others that come with us. And
beautiful work.
We get to connect with the women. And when the women do, when they're about to get out, they connect, and we make sure that we have somebody there to pick them up. Often Lisa will be there to pick them up from the jail, or a different advocate from the home or intern, and we make sure they come straight to us, because there is a huge high risk that if we don't get them right to us from jail, they will relapse and just continue to reoffend and keep doing the same thing.
Yeah, return to their old lifestyle. So you mentioned the tribal jail, Kashina. We're local here.
Yeah.
People around the country are going, what exactly is that? They don't understand the makeup of Oneida Nation and Wisconsin. And so could you briefly explain that?
Yeah, so the tribal jail is basically a jail that's on the reservation in Kashina for the Menominee tribe. So that is a different kind, you know, it operates different than like the Brown County or different jails, because it's on the Native American land, the reservation. So they do things differently. So for them to allow us to come,
that's awesome.
And just minister to these women and teach them about trauma and educate them about addiction and things, and then also share the gospel with them and pray with them. And every time they get saved. And they bring more people next time, and then they get saved. So it's amazing.
Yes.
Awesome. So time's running out really quickly. I mean, it's not running out. It's going by fast. I want to get to Lisa, because one of the reasons you're here is you've got quite a powerful testimony and story.
Yeah.
So I may need to have you pause it halfway through. We need to take a brief break. But for right now, I just want you to open up how you met these ladies and how you came to be where you are and how Jesus just saved you, healed you, and delivered you.
Okay. So everything is in my testimony. I'll just read.
Okay,
before I came to Harvest Home, I was so lost and broken. I felt defeated. At a young age, I was left to fend for myself. I grew up on the Menominee Reservation, so I grew up around a lot of destruction, drugs, and alcohol and violence. I was sexually assaulted and abused by my father and relatives. I never went to school. I was always running away. So I grew up on the streets real fast. So that being said, when you're in that kind of environment and lifestyle, I gained a kind of mentality, attitude, and my heart was very hardened. I've created so many walls for myself that I didn't know how to take down. I found out later that the Lord knew exactly how I was going to, or he was going to. I created a lot of destruction, chaos. I felt so much pain at this time. Everyone that I came across felt my pain. I inflicted so much pain onto others and myself. I tried to take my own life on several different occasions. I was on medications for all sorts of things, in and out of mental institutions. I was a prisoner in my own mind. I had a lot of anger and aggression. I went through a very abusive marriage. I was 14 years old when I met him, and he was 24. He was an ex-cop and a combat vet. I had seven children together with him, and the Lord still used this situation in my life. I went through a lot of secular treatment facilities, AODA, AA, NA, mental and behavioral counseling for years. I started experiencing with drugs, very small, underage drinking, weed, coke, crack, pills, heroin, meth, fentanyl. That led to eventually using a needle to inject anything into my veins. I overdosed three times. All these drugs gave me a false reality of hope, life, and love. The whole time it was just a cover-up to hide all the destructive feelings inside. I had a hard exterior on the outside, and the whole time I was broken on the inside. I remember looking around many times. Everything was dead. There was no life in anything. Not in the trees, not in the flowers. There was no purpose to life. I was in total darkness. People were ODing. I ODed. Death was all around me. I couldn't even look in the mirror because I didn't even know who I was at that time. The emptiness, darkness, brokenness, I had lost myself and everything that I loved. The devil thought that he had me, but God had other plans for me. What the enemy went for bad, God turned it around for good.
Amen.
Because that's what he does.
Amen. You know, can we pause right there? Because we're going to take a brief break, but just the fact that you tried to take your own life several times and you're here.
Yes.
Doesn't that remind you every day that God's got a purpose for you bigger than what you thought or you ever imagined?
Yes.
Wow. What a huge part of your story.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for saving her literally, physically, and spiritually.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, Lisa, I'm just getting chills just hearing your story and just acknowledging that fact. It's so good to have you here with Sarah and Tay. We've got to take a brief pause. We'll be right back on Worldview Matters.
Introducing Patriot Mobile, the wireless carrier that stands with you. We are committed to supporting the values that make our nation great. With affordable plans and reliable nationwide coverage, Patriot Mobile is not just a wireless service. It's a call to action for those who believe in the American dream.
Get free activation now with promo code David.
Hey friends, right now Freedom Project Academy is enrolling students for this fall for live anytime and homeschool courses for pre-kindergarten through the 12th grade. And to celebrate 15 years of academic excellence, we're offering a 15% discount on all courses. Visit freedomforschool.com. That's freedom, F-O-R, school.com. And use the code David15 to save 15%. That's David15 to save 15% on all courses at Freedom Project Academy. Friends, again, wherever you're at in the country, I'm going to let Sarah share in a few minutes about how you can connect and how this needs to happen across the country, not just in Wisconsin. But the website, again, frontlineharvestministry.com, frontlineharvestministry.com. So I want to get back to their story, and I'm glad I'm not doing as much talking because you guys all have amazing testimonies. Your life and your stories are compelling. So Lisa, let's go back to you and just wherever you want to pick it up. Because it is just astounding, the fact that you overdosed and you tried to take your life and you had such just a hard, hard season, unimaginable for most people maybe listening and watching right now. But go ahead and pick it up from wherever you'd like.
Okay. All right. So through all the destruction, accusing, still bound and in chains, behind bars and in and out of jail, the Lord was still moving on my behalf. What I didn't see then, what I see now, close encounters with death, that was God's protection. So one of the last times I was in jail is how I met Sarah Christensen, the director and founder of Frontline Harvest Home. Mind you, I was in the program before. I was at the peak of my addiction, still bound and in chains to an accuser or adversary. I left. But as I walked out that door, I could still hear a voice, very faint. It told me to turn around. I didn't listen. The Lord still used this situation as well. So I'm also in the heroin court program. They allowed me to come to Harvest Home after a mental evaluation. They didn't understand my sudden change without medications.
Wow.
But anyway, LOL, 2 years in the program, I graduate tomorrow after 2 years. So this is the end of one life and the beginning of another. Harvest Home gave me a second chance at life. I came lost, broken, in denial, rebellious, defiant. I didn't trust anyone, let alone myself. But this program is set up for women like myself. So through all the Bible studies, which are every day, all day, there are so many great women of faith that come in and teach, study, mentor, counsel us from the Bible. They help us build a firm foundation and a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through prayer and fasting, healing and restoration, and repentance, and most importantly, having faith. I came to the Harvest Home seeking happiness and hope. I can tell you I got something greater than that. My life has been dramatically and radically changed. I came out of the darkness and placed into the light and glorious hands of our Lord. I have a joy in my spirit that never leaves. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've been sober for close to 2 years, and I think about my past, and it's just like a memory or like a bad dream that I'm just now waking up from. Having new eyes, a soft and an open heart, the supernatural transformation. I now live a spirit-filled life and walk in faith every day. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. This is what it's about, you guys. I'm getting teary-eyed just hearing this, because this is church. This is Jesus really does make all things new.
Yes,
and we are new creations in him. Gosh, this has never happened to me on the show before. Just to hear your story, it's a miracle.
It is.
You guys, mentorship is important. Discipleship Absolutely. Is important. The Word of God is important. And just to hear the fact that you didn't need meds,
no,
that Jesus did it. God did it.
Yes, he did.
Absolutely.
Why don't you guys share a little bit more about how you ministered to her and how you ministered to other women?
Yeah. So let me just share about how Harvest Home supports and serves women survivors of human trafficking and addiction. Through a trauma-informed, holistic, faith-based approach, our team is helping women heal and achieve hundreds of personal goals on their journey to restoration, rooted in the gospel of Jesus Christ and committed to the full mental, emotional, and spiritual healing of each survivor. And so basically, we have different groups in discipleship and teaching and classes and different things. And when women come in, they're learning how to do a structured routine. They're learning about accountability, and they're also gaining a family of love.
Yes.
And they're learning how to live in a healthy way with people and gain trust again. And then through that, it fosters this bridge to them to see Jesus Christ in real time. So it's not just they're showing up somewhere to learn, but they're seeing it through relationship.
Yep.
They're seeing it through connection. They're seeing it in how people are responding to them, embracing them, welcoming them right where they are. And so that's what happened with Lisa, too. And it was literally a miracle of her being able to come back to us.
Well, obviously, yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like it. And just to see the joy of the Lord just beaming from you now. Yes. And I know you kind of get distracted easily, so you had to look at your notes when you shared your story. But just look at this. Look at her face. That's Jesus all over her. It's so encouraging, and it's so attractive to people.
Yes.
And I would imagine even unbelievers seeing, especially if they knew you before, they're going, what the heck?
Yeah.
You know, it's a miracle.
And that's how we had another lady from her heroin treatment court actually join our program, because she was in her court and another girl looked at her and TJ and looked at them like, what in the world? She's like, I know her from before. What has changed her life? Because she can see something's different.
That's right.
And so she inquired it. She came to our Bible study and she was touched. And she's like, I need to come here for this program. And she did. And she recently graduated. So we just recently had a graduation in February of 6 women.
So tell us about that. I mean, I have my notes. I have barely looked at them here since you guys came in. But so you had a recent graduation of 6 ladies, and then 3 of them moved into their own places and have full-time jobs, and they're back with their families restored.
Yes.
Tay, do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because I did.
So, yes, you're right. 3 women, full-time jobs, in their own places, restored to their family. These are goals. These are things they never thought possible that can happen.
Right.
To be restored to their family, to be looked at as a new person, not treated as the addict or anything. You know, literally just watching the relationships being built and how we still stay connected together. We still do events together. We still go out and do outings together, celebrate birthdays, sober. And, you know, it's just all a new thing that God is doing with the women there, and especially the ones that just graduated too, just to see the transition.
Summer outreaches?
Yep.
Summer outreach is starting up soon?
Yes, they are. In July through August, every Monday we'll be at different parks.
Different parks.
And we'll be serving food and leading worship and sharing the gospel with people and having resource tables for them. So that will be a blessing.
So I don't want to run out of time before we talk a little bit about your needs.
Yeah.
I know obviously you run on donations and you've got a lot of expenses you're trying to... What are you trying to do? You're trying to build 2 rooms and a bathroom?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your needs and how people can give before we run out of time.
Yes. So we have a lot of needs and goals. We are trying to expand since we have many women. I know we can't help everybody, but we do feel the Lord is calling us to expand, and there are more that we can reach. And if He's working in this such fruitful way, why not keep going, right?
Yeah.
So we are trying to build 2 more rooms and a bathroom upstairs in our attic. We would like to employ some of our interns, you know, maybe Lisa or, you know, but we would like to do that. So we are really praying for women, men, people that have it on their heart to see people's lives restored, to become monthly financial supporters and being able to help us reach the goals and reach the people we need to reach.
So they can do that on the website?
Yep, they can go on the website. They can go on the website, or my email is on there. They can contact me for our PO box and they can send a check. They can go on the website.
Okay, so I see at the very bottom there your number, your email, and under give, donate now. Now, what does that connect to?
Just PayPal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we run out of time, you said you could do this. You travel a little bit.
Yeah.
You want to get other states involved.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So our vision is to connect nationwide. We collaborate with other organizations across America.
And you can speak at churches?
Yep. And we can go to places. So if churches have a heart for us to come and maybe educate people about it, have some of our girls bring testimonies and share with them what we're doing and just being able to raise the awareness and bring even hope. Because there's so many families, right, that struggle with this.
Yeah.
And just to remind people, like, not to give up praying and just being able to see the power of what Jesus can do in lives. We would go and we would share wherever we're invited to as God calls us.
Awesome. So there's so much more information, friends, on the website. so many home about services, Harvest Home, stories, resources, community partners, and then you can obviously give. So if this has touched you, I just wasn't expecting it to, you know, affect me the way it did here. I'm supposed to be professional, right? My goodness, I got a little choked up because I just see the Lord working, Lisa.
Yeah,
that's just amazing to hear your story. Thank you for sharing it. Thank you for coming in. I'm so glad because we've had you guys here before.
Thank you for having us again, David.
Yep. What are we down to? 2.5 minutes. So is there anything on your heart that you would like to share to viewers and listeners before we let you go?
That just keep praying. You know, there is help. There is hope. Mm-hmm. You know, if you put your faith in Jesus, you know, he's there to help. Yeah. You know, he's the only one that can heal us from all of our brokenness and destruction that we try to do to ourselves. You know, we do have a very cunning enemy. You know, he tries to use that. He's a very good accuser, you know, but the Lord, he who is greater in us is greater than he was in the world, right?
Amen. Absolutely. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So, Sarah, any closing thoughts? We've got about a minute and a half.
Yeah, just I would just hope that this can bring encouragement as well to people and just remind people that God has the power to make anything possible. Whatever looks impossible, all things are possible with him, and he can turn anything around.
Yeah.
So I just, because she came one way and left, and it looked like, where is God in this? You know, because I love Lisa, and I didn't want to see her leave. Just continuing to pray for 2 years and how he opened the doors miraculously and what he did in her. Like, just don't give up praying ever.
It looked impossible, but God is a God of the possible, and he just does amazing miracles. Tay, 30 seconds, anything to share to encourage
just,
people?
I just hope that story touches everyone who's listening. The fact that, you know, we don't give up on people. We keep praying, and we keep going out there, you know, and just trying to reach people with the gospel, and even with having compassion and loving them where they're at. A lot of times people think it's really complicated. Just meet them where they're at. Right. And I'm thankful because God has met me where I'm at. He's met us all where we're at, that's sharing today.
Yes.
And so we learn through Jesus' model, meet people where they're at, and just love them where they're at and pray for them.
And you've shared your story on this podcast before, and you've all got amazing testimonies. No one, this reminds me, no one is without hope.
That's right.
No one is too far from God. No, and that's the bigger story
Yes.
He really does miracles. He can change a human heart and just redirect their life. Ladies, thank you so much. What a blessing.
It's an honor, David, to be here again. Yes. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Lord willing, we'll do this again in the near future. But friends, the website again, frontlineharvestministry.com. Please check that out and get in touch with them and whatever God lays on your heart to help. All right? At least pray. Pray for this wonderful ministry. God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.